Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill White. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ken Boyer. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie James. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Lewis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ernie Broglio. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Ernie Broglio. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rod Cannell. Batting second. The second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third. The first baseman, Tim Harkness. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The catcher, Jesse Gonder. Batting sixth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Charlie Smith. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Moran. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Fisher. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jack Fisher. And now, play ball. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Groat trying to get to third. Cannell throws the ball into Smith, who tags Groat for the out. White moves to second. Two outs. Amado Samuel now playing third base. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. White moves to third. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cannell moves to third. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunt. The throw from McCarver and he is safe. Hunt steals second. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness strikes out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat fields it and has Hunt trapped. There's the throw to Boyer and over to Javier, who tags Hunt for the out. Cannell scores. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Flood who is chasing the ball. Gonder reaches third base with a triple. Thomas goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Mets. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. James reaches second base with a double. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis strikes out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel strikes out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio takes first base on ball 4. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0-for-1 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grote strikes out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. White takes first base on ball 4. Braulio moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Boyer hits a fly ball into center field. Cannell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a fly ball into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0-for-1 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Braulio, and towards Javier, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0-for-1 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. James strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0-for-1 in the game. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gonder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lewis throws the ball into Grote, who tags Gonder trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 1 in the game. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Braulio fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier bunts towards third. Samuel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ernie Braulio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braulio is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Braulio hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 2 in the game. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Groat hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Braulio moves to second. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Samuel. Braulio moves to third. Groat moves to second. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 1 in the game. Samuel hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 1 in the game. Moran hits a line drive into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisher strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 2 in the game. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 0 for 2 in the game. Lewis hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Lewis reaches third base with a triple. Thomas throws the ball into Gonder who tags Lewis trying to catch an extra base, for the out. James goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's 2-1, Mets. Doug Clemens pinch hits for Julian Javier. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Long pinch hits for Ernie Braulio. Jeff Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Buchek now playing second base. Ron Taylor now pitching. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cannell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boyer fields it and throws to first for the out. Cannell moves to second. One out. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 2 in the game. Harkness is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 3 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Groat hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Moran. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. White strikes out. Two outs. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Mets will come to bat. Jesse Gonder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gonder is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Gonder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Smith pinch runs for Jesse Gonder. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 0 for 2 in the game. Altman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lewis. Altman reaches second base with a double. Smith goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Mets. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 2 in the game. Samuel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Groat scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to third. One out. Al Moran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moran is 0 for 2 in the game. Moran hits a ball on the ground towards first. White scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moran for the out. Two outs. Jack Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. It's 4-1, Mets. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cannell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cannell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Fisher moves to second. Lou Burdett now pitching. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunt hits a pop-up in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Smith now playing left field. Hawk Taylor now catching. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 3 in the game. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Samuel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lewis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lewis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. James moves to second. Jerry Buchek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buchek strikes out. Two outs. Carl Warwick pinch hits for Lou Burdett. Carl Warwick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warwick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's Cardinals, 4, Mets, 4. Larry Bearnerth now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 4 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Tim Harkness is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harkness is 0 for 3 in the game. Harkness hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buchek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hawk Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Dick Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. White takes first base on ball 4. Ken Boyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyer is 0 for 4 in the game. Boyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Moran fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Amado Samuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Samuel is 0 for 3 in the game. Samuel bunts towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Altman moves to second. One out. Jim Hickman pinch hits for Al Moran. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is walked intentionally. Joe Christopher pinch hits for Larry Bearnerth. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christopher hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. Hickman moves to second. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5. And St. Louis Cardinals, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.